welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Sandy Williams is still here. Let's go to the phone line.
First up, we've got Joe from Stevens Point.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
Actually, it's Tucson, because Sandy's going to bust my chops if I don't say that. But all jokes aside,
the Sunshine State. Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And 75 degrees. I wish I could send you guys some. But you know what?
Now, we need some.
Oh, my God. Loud and clear, bro. I am loud and clear. But, okay, nonetheless. So, like, Sandy, you're really nailing stuff, and you're giving me my logic center of my brain, the reasoning center of my brain. You're giving it good handshakes when you talk about, like, you know, the realness of our nuanced relationships, because, you know, all this, and by the way, like, kudos on that comment to the shiny object. To me, the way I was going to say it, and you stole my thunder, but what it feels to me on this side of the phone is that it's a failed domestic policy, which we're seeing right now. And this is happening. We haven't passed any major legislation in a year. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, that's this pivot is where you go when you want to talk about something. Now, I read an article on The Hill, and it was "No Drama December," you know, says Team Biden. And, like, this is not the way to do it by just, like, it'd be like him going back to the basement. It's rotten strategy. And by the way, and fake foreign policy drama, when we can't back it up, it would double our military budget to have a cogent response to a Russian attack. Are you effing kidding me? Oh, China? Taiwan? No, man, that's fake drama. Or Iran? God forbid if any of that stuff ever kicked off, because, you know, we prop up Afghanistan for 20 years and it flops in 11 days. We know, we've read this story. We know how it's going. But at the end of the day, man, when we come back, the other article that I read in The Hill today, and Sandy and Earl, I'd like to get your take on this, is if people voted today, and this was a Harvard-Harris-Katz poll, and if people voted today, by 49-46, Donald Trump would win by 3 points. And, like, you know, to sit here and pivot to China, it's so rude and offensive, and to not understand and to be politically tone deaf and not say this is really about what Sandy's talking about, remeasuring things, recalculating things, repurposing things. You know, we are really losing control as Democrats, and I think it's potentially an extinction moment when we don't respond to 400. I'll shut up on this. 400 voting bills, but Joe Biden says we're going to out-organize them. We're just spinning out of control.
Hey Joe, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you, Sandy.
Well, Joe always calls with a list of ways that the Democratic Party is failing him. And, you know, we some people might be disappointed with how things have gone for a while here, but I'm not sure that it's because the Democrats fail. It might be because the Republicans are so very good at standing in the way of any and all things. And the fact that our country is divided on a hairline between conservatives and liberals, with the centrist controlling the day, and these centrists do tend to swing back and forth based on what's happening recently.
Let's go to Tom from LA.
Hey,
yep, you're on.
All right. First off, we the people are the government. We must never forget it. I will tell you right now, I am so sick and tired of why doesn't the corporate media say, okay, we're going to spend $800 billion, we're going to spend $3 trillion, and say that every day about the military-industrial complex. You know, that's how they never, ever talk about the military-industrial complex. Instead, they'll just say the defense budget, blah, 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 and they never really say the dollar amount. But yet, when we talk about something that's for we the people,
like voting rights, like Medicare for all, college tuition for all, legalization of marijuana, that is spoken about all day long, every minute of every day, and how much it's going to cost and how much it's going to cost. But you don't hear that when they start talking about the military, do you?
Hey, Tom, well, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy?
I find myself agreeing with Tom. That doesn't happen a lot, but I do think that this political third rail, which has been the military budget, the defense budget for since 1950, since World War II, really. Before World War II, we were in many respects an isolationist country, and we were against military expenditures, and there was nothing particularly sacred about the military budget or defense spending. Since World War II, it's become a political third rail. And, you know, Dwight Eisenhower, who came out of both worlds, warned us about it in his very last speech. You know, he identified, in fact, called it the military-industrial complex. And it has been a lobby. You know, it was probably the earliest of the powerful lobby groups in Washington, and it has maintained that positive, powerful strength. And it has become the litmus test for patriotism. People can't stand in public office, and they will be accused of being not patriotic. Back in the 50s, they would have been accused of being pinko or communist sympathizers if they took on the defense budget. And it's causing us to spend money where we shouldn't spend it.
Hey, Sandy, thank you very much again, as always. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, fun to be on.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, listening audience. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuning in to the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friends.